The following is another KKPR sports presentation. 98.9 The Vibe presents high school basketball. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by The Vibe Sports Club. Up next is the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
And good evening once again, everyone, from the Bison Dome in Central City. It's the second night of semifinal action of the 2023 LuPlatte Conference Basketball Tournament. Doug Duda with you here as we get ready for the girls' semifinals. They switch back and forth. Last night of the boys, Donovan Trumbull in Central City advanced on to the finals. Wood River and Ravenna will start our four-day marathon tomorrow at 1 with a consolation contest. The top seed, Centura, will be taking on the Ord Lady Chanticleers, followed by the second seed, Ravenna, taking on the Donovan Trumbull Lady Cardinals. And somewhat like last night in the boys, there's a definite definitive 1-2 here in the conference. Centura has not won the LuPlatte Conference Tournament since 2012, and shockingly, Ravenna has not won the tournament since 2011. There have been a handful of teams like Kearney Catholic, St. Paul, Wood River that have stepped in here and won the conference tournament title. So these two teams are 1-2. We had their game last Friday night on The Vibe where Ravenna really handled Centura easily in that contest, picking up the 53-40 win, but it was 40-18 going in to the fourth quarter. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
Tonight's starting lineup is presented by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Grand Island and Kearney, the better bank.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at DowneyDrilling.com.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at FriesenFord.com.
And back here on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show, our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, let's take a look at the lineup for the visiting Lady Chanticleers of Ord. Number 3, 5'5" senior is Allie Miller. Number 21, 5'7" junior is Maggie Fisher. Number 22, 5'5" sophomore, Natalie Williams. Number 23, a 5'10" junior, Marin Riley. And number 24, the leading scorer for the Chanticleers, 5'9" senior, Michaela Ray. Gets you about 10.5 points per ball game. Riley just under 9 points a ball game. And your other three starters between 5 and 6, they average 49.5 points per ball game. For their head coach, Dexter Goodner, assisted by Ryan Callen and Emmy Riley. Ord is 9-10. They are the 5 seed, and they were able to knock off Wood River, coming from 10 back on Tuesday night, 53-48. For the Centura Lady Centurions, wearing number 0, 5'7" junior, is Kaylee Coughlin. She averages just under 8 points a game. Number 1, 5'3" junior, is Kiara Wooden. She averages 8.5 points a ball game. Number 12, 5'7" senior, is Taya Christensen at about 8 points a game. The leading scorer is number 14, 6-foot senior, Sydney Davis, 17 points per ball game. And number 24, 5'9" senior, is Paige Crawford, about 2.5 a ball game. The head coach is Lathian Brown, assisted by Scott Kornick and Ashlyn Roth, 16-2, ranked second in Class D1. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
You've been listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrid seed dealer. The ball is in the air. The opening tap will be controlled here by the Centurions. Ord's going to zone it up, and we get a three to start the ball game from Crawford. It's off the back of the iron. No good. The ball will go out of bounds and belong to the Lady Chanticleers. First time these teams met was the game right before the holiday tournament. Centura just kind of steadily pulled away, jumped out about 7 in the first quarter, and went on to a 60-42 victory over the Lady Chanticleers. We'll take a look at our injury report here in just a little bit, but Ord had a lot of turnovers in that first matchup, and they turn it over here on their first possession, throw it right into the hands of Davis. Davis comes the other way, then it's knocked out of her hands, and the steal is made back by Allie Miller. So Miller was able not only to slow down Davis, but get the ball right back. The Chanticleers throw it away again on the zone. So two turnovers on two possessions here for the Lady Chanticleers. The left-hand dribble is Christensen trying to match up there. Kind of a box and one, maybe diamond and two. Another wide-open three. They're going to let Crawford shoot all night. Nobody boxed her out. She gets her own rebound off the missed three. Gets a drive into the middle of the lane, then dips it off into the corner. To zero, Coughlin. Coughlin drives into the double team, wraparound pass underneath the hoop. Davis puts it up and in and draws the foul. So Sydney Davis on her first attempt, an opportunity at a three-point play. Foul's going to be called on Marin Riley. That's the first of the contest. So Ord maybe just going to try and diamond and two this thing up and make some of the other players beat him. But Davis able to get the three-point play here. And Centura is on the board first with 7 minutes to go. 1 minute gone of the contest. Ord with two turnovers already. Going to have to find a way to do better there against this zone. They're just lobbing it over the top. Now a deep, deep three is off the mark there for Natalie Williams. And the rebound will be brought down by Kaylee Coughlin. Outlet pass. Ord wants to pressure, but it's into the hands of Wooden. Wooden down the middle of the floor. Pulls up from nine. It's off the heel once, twice, three times it won't go. And the ball tipped into the hands of the Lady Chanticleers. And Riley will come out of there with a basketball. Marin pushes it up with a left-hand dribble. Stops outside the arc. Kicks into the corner. Miller wearing three. Shoots the three, but misses the three. And the rebound grabbed, and we're off to the races again for Wooden. Tries to find Davis. Overshoots her, and out of bounds it goes. Here at the Bison Dome in Central City on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Caro, Elaria, and the World Wide Web at newschannelnebraska.com. First of two, the two games do feature the top two teams in the D1 rankings. Ravenna's number one and Centura's number two. High post, Chanticleer's overload on the right side. Now switch it over to the left side. Ray's going to try a three. It comes up short. Rebound grabbed in the corner by Coughlin. So one and done again here for the Lady Chanticleers. 3-0 Centura. We're 2 minutes done here in the first quarter of play. Crawford, another three, and that one's all the way around and out. No good. Rebound's going to be grabbed by Michaela Ray. And Chanticleers will push the ball up the floor. Don't have numbers, though. Hit the trailer here in Williams. Natalie gets it to Ray. Michaela, the leading scorer on the team, guarded by Davis to the right elbow. Looks for somebody to pass it to and has it stolen away again. Here comes Davis down the middle of the floor. And the ball's going to be knocked away off of her leg by Miller again. Miller twice now has found a way to catch up to Davis and without fouling her, force the turnover. So each team with three turnovers, and we've got pretty much a shift change here. We've got a whole bunch of new faces coming in for the Chanticleers. Claire Cargill will come in. Morgan Holm will check in. And also into the ball game is Lexi Ventura. She had just returned off injury the first time these teams had met. In the corner, Holm, she'll cast up the three-pointer. It's too strong, and the rebound brought down by Coughlin. So neither team has made one in three attempts. Both are 0-for-3. Outlet pass right corner to Coughlin. They spread the floor, tries to drive the baseline. Cut off there by Ray. Back cut, gets it into Christensen's hand. She short arms it, and then Davis over the back on the foul. Sydney has tended to do that a little bit on the season, and it can get her into trouble. We saw that last week with a couple of early fouls in the game against Ravenna. That'll be the first foul of the game on Centura, but 4:54 to go here in the first quarter. Ord has yet to score. They trail by a score of 3-0. Try to get it to a high post. The ball's kicked. Centura imploring a different-looking zone type of defense here. And the Chanticleers have just kind of tried to throw over it. Inbounds pass to Holm. Plenty of seniors on this Chanticleer team. A number of them come off the bench for Coach Goodner. Holm dribbles right into the paint, then wraps it around right side. Ventura, eight-footer, good. On the assist from Holm, Lexi Ventura knocks down the first shot of the game for Ord. 4.5 to go first quarter, 3-2 in favor of Centura. Stutter dribble up top by Wooden, comes down the right side, jump stop, puts it off the window and in. And Wooden will get her first bucket and answer right back here for the Centurions, who will not be putting any pressure on. Chanticleers push it up on the right wing with Holm. In the corner, wide open, is Cargill. Cargill tries to force it into Ventura. Somehow she got it, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line. Lexi Ventura to shoot two. Foul is going to be on Kaylee Coughlin. That'll be her first and the team's second. So Ventura, another one of the seniors, has the only bucket so far for Orton. The free throw is no good. They are actually a really good free throw shooting team. Dexter Goodner saying that that was one of the records that they were approaching this year for his ball club. Outside of that, around 500, so not a ton of things to talk about. Second free throw bouncing around, but it does find its home. And Ventura has all three Ord points. 4:08 to go here in the first quarter, and it's 5-3. Crawford hands it off to Christensen into the right-hand corner for Taya. Back out to Wooden. They'll spread the floor. Crawford, nobody even going to guard her. She can shoot the three all night if she wants, and she's already 0-3 and now tries her fourth one from the right corner. It is no good. Rebound tapped around. It's going to be out of bounds off of Centura. Well, if Paige Crawford can knock down a couple of those three-pointers, that would definitely change things. Ord would have to put some defense on her. They're trying to make sure that Davis isn't one-on-one. Ventura with pressure. Ord's not getting the ball off the floor, and so Dexter Goodner is going to call a timeout. A grinded-out first quarter here with 3:38 to go in the opening period. It's Ventura 5 and Ord 3. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
B&B Carpet and Donovan is here to fill all your flooring needs. We have a great B&B family that has many years of experience and will take good care of you through the whole buying and installing process to help give you peace of mind and to make you happy with your entire flooring purchase. Come into B&B and let us help you with your flooring needs.
Back in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth here at Central City, thanks to Athletic Director Justin Anderson and the crew, B.J. Blaze, as he will have his boys in the championship tomorrow. As we come back to action, Ord gets it down on the left block. Ventura turns to take the shot. It's actually blocked behind the backboard by Christensen and out of bounds. So it'll stay with the Chanticleers. Ord subs back in here with Miller and Ray, giving them a couple extra seconds during that timeout. Chanticleers lob it in short left corner here for Cargill. Cargill then lobs it inside. Turnaround jumper blocked again by Christensen and out of bounds on the shot attempt of Marin Riley. So Ord will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Line everybody up along the baseline. Chuck it out top to Ray. That wasn't Riley. Yes, it was Marin Riley. Lob it inside. Give and go. The layup is good for Maggie Fisher. So Ord finally gets an execution on a set play, and they tie the ball game here. 5-5 with 3:10 to go in the first quarter of play. Crawford drives, kicks it back out top. Katie Haydenfelt's in the ball game. Crawford skip pass over to Wooden. Long three on the way, and it's off the mark. She follows her shot. She got the rebound, and she scored. Boy, as soon as she shot it, she knew she'd missed it and fired herself in there like a missile, and it's 7-5 Centurions. Chanticleers beat the pressure back up. Davis at the top of this 1-3-1 for the Centurions. Right wing with it is Cargill. Cargill wraps it back out top to Fisher. Reverse it left corner. Miller off the screen for three. Front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Wooden. And Centura with a baseball pass up the floor to Christensen. She comes driving in and scores. Back-to-back layups for Centura, and they take a four-point lead after Ord had tied it. 9-5 Centurions, 2:15 to go here in the first quarter. Miller, left baseline, 15-footer, all net. So Allie moved a little closer this time and able to get her first bucket of the ball game. 9-7 as we approach 2 minutes. Hustling up the floor, Centura gets it Crawford in the paint. Back out Christensen, spot up three, it's good. And Taya now with back-to-back buckets. And the first three of the ball game by either team comes from Christensen. And it's a five-point lead now for Centura. And Davis tips the ball away. Ord turns it over. No run out, though. The Chanticleers are back on defense, and Wooden will bring it across the timeline. Give it off to Crawford. Overload the left side. She'll come into the paint. Might have walked. Gave the ball up to Haydenfeld, who drives in and draws the foul. Two free throws coming up for the junior, Katie Haydenfeld. And the foul will be on the Chanticleers' Claire Cargill, her first and the team's second. So Haydenfeld to the line to shoot two. It's on the way, and it's good. So an 8-2 run right now by the Centurions. 1:33 to go in the first quarter. Second free throw on the way, but it's off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Maggie Fisher. Chanticleers push it up with a right-hand dribble in front of the Centura fans across from where the benches are. Into the right-hand corner, she'll find Natalie Williams. Williams double-team, loses the basketball, trying to find Davis on the outlet. They thread the needle. What a catch by Sid. She'll lay it up and in. Assist to Wooden. Most folks wouldn't have even attempted that pass, and Centura is able to connect on it, and they've got a little run going, and Ord trying to match their pace. Once again, throw the ball away. We're going to get a jump. And the arrow points the way of Ord, so they'll get to keep possession of the basketball. They're not afraid to try and match pace. They like to go up tempo, but so does Centura. And the Chanticleers get the basketball in. Up Miller. Miller into the left-hand corner. Finds Riley. Riley's doubled again. Boy, every time Ord gets in the corner, they turn their back to the basket. That is not what you want to do. Lob inside, deflected off Ray and out of bounds. So Ord had three quick turnovers, then kind of took care of it, and now they've had three quick turnovers again. Don't forget right now on ESPN Tri-Cities, it is the boys' Fort Kearney Conference semifinals from Holdridge, Amherst, and Ansley-Litchfield are underway in the first quarter. As Wooden will walk the ball up the floor here. Still just under a minute to go, too much time to waste. So Crawford with it. She drives in, goes up and under, draws the foul, just kind of got ticked on the arm. Probably not even enough to affect that shot, but she's going to get some free throws. Foul is on Michaela Ray, who went for the ball fake. And as Crawford went by her, she reached out and touched her on the arm. Free throw on the way, and it's good. First point for Paige. 16-7 Centura now, extending this lead over the last 90 seconds. Second free throw, no good. And boxing out, Michaela Ray committed the foul, got the rebound. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Girls semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Morgan Holm back in, has it on the right wing. Trying to stay out of the trap, dribbling about 28 feet away from the hoop. Stutter dribble, looks for somebody to move. Nobody moves, and eventually the ball kicked as she tried to bounce pass it over to Fisher. Now coming in for Ord will be Ventura. And Fisher will check out. 15 seconds to go here in the quarter. And the lob back out to Holm. Just want to get one more bucket here to close the gap before the end of the quarter. Holm, right-hand corner, able to find Williams. Natalie for three. It doesn't connect with anything. The ball goes out of bounds off Centura. Boy, Ord's 0-5 from three-point range, and they really, only one of them has been fairly close. They're kind of throwing it up there instead of shooting it. 5 seconds, Ord has it underneath their hoop. Lob it out top for Holm. Holm grabs it, free throw line, kicks it out, back up top. Will they even get a shot away? No, they won't. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. We were tied at 5. Centura ends the quarter on an 11-2 run. It's Centura 16 and Ord 7 here on The Vibe. 98.9 and NewsChannelNebraska.com from the Lou Platt Conference Tournament.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how family physical therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Excellence in Rehabilitation is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Doug Duda back with you here at the Bison Dome at Central City, where Centura will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. They have built themselves a 9-point lead here after the first 8 minutes in the Lou Platte Conference semifinals. It's 16-7. Wooden with the ball at the top of the circle. In the corner, Crawford, open three, off the iron, no good. They're 1 of 7 from the outside. Rebound brought down by Michaela Ray. That'll be her third rebound. Christensen and Davis each have 5 to lead the way for Centura. Or doesn't have anybody with more than one bucket. Skip pass Miller up to Ray. Michaela for three. It's all net. First bucket of the ball game for Michaela Ray. First three of the ball game for the Lady Chanticleers. And that'll make it 16-10 here in the first 30 seconds of quarter number two. Corner to Coughlin. Coughlin working on Miller. Miller knocks the ball away. Miller makes the steal. Miller got knocked down. They're going to let the play go. Fourth turnover for Centura. Ord had 6 in the first quarter. Ray into the front court to Riley. Riley back up top to Fisher. Into the corner right side this time, Miller. And we got a reach-in foul. Wooden getting a little too aggressive. Her first and the team's third personal foul. Also going on tonight in Shelton, Twin Valley Conference Girls semifinal action. Some regular season action on News Channel Nebraska television tonight as Hastings is hosting at North Platte. And then Adam Central Seward on KHAS. Here's Miller for another three, and it barely rippled the net. It was so pure. Allie Miller, and Ord hits back-to-back threes to start the second quarter. The lead is cut from 9 down to 3 in 1 minute's worth of play. See if they can get Davis the basketball. Down to Crawford, off her foot, out of bounds. Turnover Centura. Not what Lathian Brown wanted to see for his Centurions to get this quarter started. So Ord gets it in. It's a 1-3-1 zone, but they don't really trap until you get to about the half-court line. I can't even call it a three-quarter court trap. Ord, though, trying to stay out of it. Still not across the timeline and just barely make it with Marin Riley underneath Miller. Bounce pass underneath for one more layup. Ray. And an 8-0 run here by the Chanticleers. It's a one-point game, 16-15. So Ord, who may have looked like it might be a long night, now has stepped on the gas. They've cut it to 1. Here's Wooden going to try and answer with a 3. Top of the key, off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Michaela Ray. Chanticleers with all the momentum now. 6 minutes to go in the half. 16-15 is your score. Ord down 1. Miller a 3 in transition. Left corner short. Ray rebound. Back up. Missed the layup. Got a second rebound here. And she puts it up and in and draws the foul.
There we go. There we go.
And the Chanticleer fans like that one. And the foul going to be called on Christensen. So Taya with her first. And Ort has taken their first lead of the ball game at 17-16. Crawford out, Haydenfeld in. Now Ord's going to go with a trio of players back in. It's Holm and Ventura and Cargill. Staying in with Ray will be Natalie Williams. And Ray now with a chance to complete the three-point play, and does. So 8 points in this run by Michaela Ray, and the Chanticleers lead it 18-16, an 11-0 run. With it is Coughlin, drives the right baseline, stops, stepped out of bounds. And we're going to get a timeout. Centura, Coach Brown all the way out to half court, says Brian Shaw, I need a timeout. Brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Located where you need us, specializing in you. 5:35 to go in the first half. Ord is on an 11-0 run, and they lead it 18-16.
Buzz's Marine wants you to think about the most important time of all, family time. And what brings a family together better than boating? Everyone looks forward to being on the water, so whenever you set aside a time for boating, family and friends will be there. So this year, make it the best year ever with a visit to Buzz's Marine, the best dealer between Denver and Omaha. They have the perfect boat and boating accessories for your family's needs, and easy financing to make it happen today. Buzz's Marine, 5th and Central Kearney. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com.
Family owned and operated for 30 years, Holdridge Irrigation is here to help you with any of your irrigation needs. Our four locations can compete with any other irrigation company in sales and service. Holdridge, Lexington, Alden, and Ravenna all have incredible stores where you can get any rink you pivot part and talk to some amazing people. Stop by and meet the family anytime between 8 and 5, Monday through Friday. For more information, check us out at holdridgeirrigation.com or give us a call at 308-995-4000 to schedule an appointment for a quote on a new rink you pivot.
And welcome back to the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth here in Central City. And Lathion Brown and the Centurions taking the timeout as they are on the back end of this 12-0 run. The Chanticleers lead at 18-16 down to Ray over Davis. Can't get that one to go, though. Sydney Davis and Coughlin fighting for it. Coughlin will come away with their fourth rebound. And here comes Centurion to the other end. They need to find a way to get some points here. Wooden to three in transition. There it is. Kira Wooden with the first points of the second quarter for Centura. She's got seven of the ball game, and that ends the 11-0 run by Ord. 19-18, Centura has the lead. Inside Ray, fakes right, goes left on Davis, missed it, got it back, and she's fouled. Michaela Ray already with seven rebounds. Half of those, three or four of those, are on the offensive end. Coughlin's going to get her second personal foul. Ray, one of one at the line, goes right back there. And the first free throw by Michaela on the way, and it's good. On ESPN Radio, the boys' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament at the end of one. Amherst, 21, and Ansley Litchfield, 6 at the end of one quarter of play. Second free throw also good for Ray. So Allie Miller has a three-pointer, but Ray is on fire here with 10 points in the quarter. Pull-up three at the other end by Hayden Phelps is going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds off of the Chanticleers as Cargill was trying to run it down. High school basketball on the Vibe, 98-9. As they get ready to throw it in, lob it all the way up top. Christensen finally got it into Davis. She's doubled, spins it with the right hand. Five-footer off the glass is good. And after getting five early points in the first quarter, now seven in the game for Davis, 21-20. Christensen went for the steal. A lot of contact. They don't blow the whistle. Ord didn't really get bumped off the mark. So had she dropped the ball, they would have. Cargill now has it knocked away by Christensen, and the steal is made. That's the first turnover of the quarter for Ord after having six in the first. Here's Haydenfeld back out of the wing. Gets it to Wooden. Wherever Davis goes, that is where Ventura is. Haydenfeld hands it off Wooden. Takes it in. Oh, nice move. Turnaround jumper, though, and it comes up short. She got Ray to go flying by her. And Michaela gets her eighth rebound already in the half. Outlet pass to Morgan Holm, and getting in her way is Katie Haydenfeld. That'll be her first personal foul. High school basketball brought to you by Certified Piedmontese Beef, Italian Heritage Bread, Nebraska-raised perfection. It's lean, it's tender, it is delicious. Order at cpbeef.com, Certified Piedmontese Beef, and they're going to give Michaela Ray a breather here with 3:54 to go in the first half. Centura up one. Ord ball underneath their own hoop. Riley to throw it in. Chucks it all the way out top to the safety valve in Ventura. Trying to match up a little bit more in a man-to-man now. There was a 1-3-1. Now it's switched over to a man for Centura. Driving the middle of the lane. The ball knocked out of the hands of the Chanticleers. The steal made by Ella Rasmussen, who just checked in for the first time. Davis brings it up the floor to Christensen. Wooden's waiting in the left-hand corner. Crawford to the right-hand corner. And Christensen down on the low post. Kick it to Wooden. Three-pointer in the quarter. Ord late getting there. It's around and out. No good. Offensive rebound, though. Rasmussen with the offensive putback. And it is good. Centura 23, Ord 20. So Ord made that 11-0 run, and we've got ourselves a battle midway through the second quarter. Miller on the left wing. Off the screen. Going to take that long three. And it's good. Three. 2 for 2 for her in the quarter. After an 0-for-5 start, Ord has hit three of their last four, and we're tied at 23. Crawford off a screen, drives to the right block, throws up a wild shot, no good. Rasmussen trying to corral the rebound, but it goes out of bounds to the Chanticleers, and here come their starters back in, Fisher, Williams, Ray. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the first half stats. We'll look at game two that is coming up tonight between Ravenna and Donovan Trumbull. Look at some other scores. Hastings boys leading North Platte at the end of the first quarter, 15-13 tonight. UNK softball won their first game today 4-3. They lead 8-7 in the top of the seventh against Eastern New Mexico. They had been up 7-2 in that one. Ord with the basketball. Centura picking up the pressure defensively here. Miller out top, guarded by Davis. Swings it over the right wing to Williams into the corner. Three-pointer good for Maggie Fisher. Her second bucket of the ball game. So live by the three, die by the three. Ord was dying in the first quarter, and now Crawford puts up a runner at the other end. It's no good. She's able to get her own rebound and kick it out. Back down Rasmussen, turnaround jumper over Ray. The contested shot won't go. Michaela Ray with nine boards here in the first half, and Ord with their largest lead of the game. They were down nine at the end of the quarter, and now they're up 26-23, a 19-7 run. Ooh, going for the steal is Christensen. She fell down and took out the legs of Maggie Fisher. The second foul on Taya Christensen. The sixth team foul on Centura. Centura getting here by throttling Arcadia Loop City 68-11. Ravenna's actually moved with that win last week back ahead of Centura in the wild card points, but when they got after it. And now they're going to say, I don't think it's a 1-1. The board does not say that it's a 1-1. But they are going to put it up there. And the free throw bounces around and good. So 6 points for Fisher. And that is the seventh foul. When we go back and look at the individuals, because Coughlin and Christensen each have 2 second free throw. In and out off the glass, no. And Davis will get her first rebound here for Centura. 27-23 Ord. Trying to pull the upset. Crawford for three. It will not go. Over the back on Wooden as Williams got the rebound. And Kiera with her second personal foul. And now Centura needs to just get to the locker room. This is getting a little uncomfortable with all these fouls. Coughlin, Wooden, Christensen, all with two fouls. Haydenfelt's going to come back in for Kiera. Again, there's a good mixture of upperclassmen here for Centura, and it's a 1-1 for the Chanticleers. And the free throw, it didn't matter if it went or not. There was a violation on Ord, so Natalie Williams missed the free throw anyway. And it comes back over to Centura. But the Chanticleers on a 7-0 run after having an 11-0 run earlier in the quarter, 27-23. Centurions down by four off the screen. Christensen, another screen, runs to the right baseline, throws up a one-hander, no good, but there's Rasmussen again with the putback. Ella Rasmussen has found a mismatch. Two rebounds, two putbacks, and the lead is two. Chanticleer's fast break, six-footer on the left baseline, put up there, no good by Williams. Ball's loose. It goes out of bounds off Ord. So Centura has definitely not used a ton of their bench in this basketball game. We've had an up-and-down pace, which has seen Haydenfelt get in there momentarily. And let's see what else they want to do. As Davis, they clear it out, let her come down the middle of the paint, puts up the contested shot, it rolls off the rim, no good. Marin Riley gets the rebound, and then Riley double-dribbled. Turnover, good defense over there by Katie Haydenfeld, had her right in front of the Centura fans coming down the sideline. And instead of stepping out of bounds, she stutter dribbled and got called for the double dribble. Now Christensen forces a shot in the paint from six, no good. Ord will just let the ball go out of bounds, and it'll belong to the Chanticleers. 56 seconds to go here in the first half. The 5-seed Ord leading the number 1-seed Centura 27-25. Our high school basketball brought to you by Florang Chiropractic and Wellness, the Tri-Cities only board-certified sports chiropractor located in Kearney. FlorangChiropractic.com as the ball's tipped out of bounds. Riley to throw it in. Shannon clears to the top of the circle to Natalie Williams. Right back to Riley. A long three for Marin. Off the rim, no good. Ray the rebound. Oh, might have got fouled. The official raised his arm but didn't blow his whistle. The shot's missed and it goes out of bounds. Still 38 seconds here for Centura. Now they can tie or maybe even take the lead. 2 of 12 from three-point land for Centura. Ords 4 of 6 in the quarter, so they're 4 of 11 now. Backing in, Christensen goes backside. Crawford, ball deflected. It goes off her hands and out of bounds. Turnover number 6 for the Centurions. And we'll get the ball one more time. And I would imagine Ord now 25 seconds with the lead. They want to hold it. Morgan Holm will hustle it into the front court here. Coach Goodner not really signaling anything, so they're just going to go. Miller drives right baseline, runs out of real estate, kicks it into the corner. The three-pointer by Williams is good. Strategy works. Williams' first three of the basketball game. It's 30-25. Still 9 seconds to go. Here comes Centura sprinting up the floor. Christensen throws up an air ball, and out of bounds it goes with 2 seconds to go. She walked. They didn't call it. Ord fans were all over that. Ord's got 2 seconds to get it up. It doesn't matter. They're not going to. And that is the end of the first half of play, but an upset in the making. The Lady Chanticleers outscore Centura 23-9 here in the second quarter. And at the half, it is Ord 30 and Centura 25. This is the Lou Platte Conference Girls Semifinals on 98.9. The Vibe, and NewsChannelNebraska.com. Coming up, we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
I remember vividly when I knew I was going to be a nurse. When I was 8 years old, my grandmother died from cancer. And from that point on, I always said, I'm going to be a nurse someday, and I'm going to try and make a difference. My first job was on the oncology unit here at Mary Lanning. And I worked in outpatient surgery. And then I also worked in cardiopulmonary, which is where I am today. I think the thing that I love most about being a nurse, we're in a unique position where we are with people during some of the happiest times of their lives, some of the scariest times, and some of the saddest times. And I just like being able to make a difference. So I can't imagine being anyplace else other than Mary Lanning. I'm Regina Anderson, RN, Manager of Cardiac Diagnostics and Cath Lab at Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
Hi, this is Stacy from Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Get expert advice from certified specialists at Builders. Whether you are ready to remodel or start building, Builders offers a high-quality products and product knowledge with styles and features you will love and that fit your budget. Builders is a proud supporter of all Central Nebraska high school sports. Good luck, area athletes.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
And welcome back to Central City and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. We are at the half with the score Ord 30 and Centura 25 in the girls' semifinals of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. The winner will play in the championship game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The loser will be in the consolation game at 3 o'clock. Our second game coming up tonight will be Ravenna, the number one team now in D1, as they take on the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Kind of a similar situation. Ravenna has won 18 in a row since the season opening loss to Amherst, who will play for the FKC title tomorrow night. And for Donovan Trumbull, they've won 3 in a row to get their record even at 9-9. The first meeting of the year, it was all Ravenna in Donovan by a score of 68-39. That was just after they got back, second game actually, when they got back for Donovan Trumbull, the first for Ravenna of the new year. And those 68 points are still the second most they've scored all season long. So we'll see how that one plays out. But here we've got an interesting one going on between the Chanticleers and the Centurions. Last night, two easy wins for the top two seeds. Donovan Trumbull got out of the gates quickly and never looked back at a 69-35 win over the Wood River Eagles and did it balanced. I mean, they had 10 different players score. Jack Poppy and Parker Volk each had 15. Jaden Williams had 11. Christian Johnson led Wood River with 19. And then in game two, it was a battle until late in the second quarter. Central City was up 31-16. They were up 33-16. And then Gavin Riesbeck scored six in a row to cut it to 11. But that's when the wheels fell off, and Central City went on to win it 61-33. Aiden Zickman with 18 points. Kenai Carney had 14. 9 points for Riesbeck led the way for Ravenna. So our first game tomorrow here on The Vibe, the boys' consolation between Wood River and Ravenna at 1. The boys' championship, 19-0 Donovan Trumbull, 18-1 Central City, and that one loss was a four-pointer right before Christmas to Donovan Trumbull in a rematch of last year's championship game, which Central City won by 3. They split last year, too, and now this year Central City's hoping to turn it around. Should be a great atmosphere here tomorrow night on their home court. A lot of other basketball going on tonight. We'll keep you up to date on how things are going. Again, Amherst taking care of Ansley Litchfield 41-13 at the half on ESPN in the FKC semifinals. That's going on in Holdridge, and you can hear on ESPN Tri-Cities, 92.1 FM and 1460 AM in Kearney. Here it's 30-25 Ord. We'll look at the numbers in a moment.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up, and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Now powering the Nebraska trenches, tender, juicy, and delicious certified Piedmontese beef. Raised throughout central and western Nebraska, healthy Italian heritage Piedmontese beef is known for being the taste of real beef. Whether you're barbecuing for friends and family or gifting across the country, certified Piedmontese beef will delight and impress for any occasion. Shop local. Shop Nebraska. Shop online at cpbeef.com. Be powered by Piedmontese. Certified Piedmontese beef, real Nebraska beef.
And we are back here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at the unofficial first half numbers of this basketball game. First off, for the Centurions, Kaylee Coughlin has 4 rebounds. Kiara Wooden, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Katie Haydenfelt has 1 point. Ella Rasmussen, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Taya Christensen, 5 points. Sydney Davis, 7 points, 1 rebound. Paige Crawford, 1 point and 2 rebounds. 16 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second. At the half, the Centurions with 25 points, 12 rebounds, 3 out of 5 from the free throw line, 2 of 12 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 6 turnovers in the first half for the Centurions, who come into the ball game averaging 52 points a game, so they're almost right where they should be at 25 points, but they find themselves down. Foul situation, Taya Christensen, Kiara Wooden, and Kaylee Coughlin all with 2 fouls apiece. Now look at the numbers for the Lady Chanticleers. Allie Miller hit a couple of threes in that second quarter. She's got 8 points. Lexi Ventura, 3 points. Maggie Fisher, 6 points and a rebound. Natalie Williams, 3 points and a rebound. Marin Riley has 2 rebounds. And Michaela Ray has 10 points and 10 rebounds. The double-double in the first half for Michaela Ray, the senior, for the Lady Chanticleers. 7 points in the first quarter, 23 in the second, and at the half, 30 points, 14 rebounds, 5 out of 8 at the free throw line, 5 of 12 from the three-point arc, 9 turnovers, foul situation, nobody has more than 1 for Ord. And at the half, it is the Ord Lady Chanticleers 30 and the Centura Lady Centurions 25. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is coming up next from the Bison Dome in Central City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time, and we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track. I'm Farm Bureau Associate McKinsey. Stop by our office or call me at 308-234-2222. Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future. Let's protect it.
In this business, the time that counts is right now. And through it all, Nutrien Ag Solutions delivers agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you lead the field. Put time on your side. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Hi, this is Stacy from Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Get expert advice from certified specialists at Builders. Whether you are ready to remodel or start building, Builders offers a high-quality products and product knowledge with styles and features you will love and that fit your budget. Builders is a proud supporter of all Central Nebraska high school sports. Good luck, area athletes.
Looking for your next vehicle? With the ongoing inventory shortage and unpredictable markets, look to your local family-owned dealership at Hastings Ford Lincoln for guidance and reassurance. We're the same dealership that made a bold commitment to not sell any of our new vehicles over MSRP when prices started to rise over 3 years ago, a commitment which we proudly continue to honor still to this day. Many things may have changed since then, but rest assured that our values and commitments have not. Join our family at Hastings Ford Lincoln.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
When experience matters, ENT Physicians and Family Hearing of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994, along with speech therapy services. With our main office located in Kearney and 9 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, Dr. Johnson, and Dr. Klingensmith at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland, Chevrolet, Buick, Lexington, we are proud to have been serving the local communities of central Nebraska since 1982. 40-plus years of taking good care of the best customers anywhere, from a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to new Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Platte Valley Auto, Heartland, Chevrolet, Buick are the only things you need to know for all your automotive needs. Sales, service, parts, tires, and so much more. Central Nebraska's leader in the automotive industry, Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland, Chevrolet, Buick, Lexington.
Okay, we are back with you here. Sorry, we had some computer internet issues. You've missed nothing. Now Ray hits it out to Riley, and Riley's going to hit a three-pointer here for the Chanticleers. We had a timeout by Ord. We had a turnover by Centura to start it, and now we got a three-pointer by Marin Riley, and it is 33-25. Ord leads Centura just 40 seconds into this second half. Here's a dish underneath to Crawford, and Christensen fires it underneath, and she'll be fouled. Crawford will go to the line. And the foul will be on Allie Miller. That'll be her first. Again, Ord is in zero foul trouble. And Crawford will go to the line where she is one of two for her lone point. The free throw here is up and in. But Centura's got to find a way to get things turned around. Their only two losses are to Gothenburg and to Ravenna. They find themselves down 7 early here in the third quarter. Crawford's second free throw, no good. Battling for the loose ball, Coughlin throws it in. It goes to Wood, and she makes the layup. So Coughlin does a good job to hang on to the basketball and an offensive rebound. And Wooden will cut it to five at 33-28. Now Centura with pressure in the backcourt, trying to rattle Ord. Still not across the timeline. There's a fire up to Williams. Bounce pass underneath. Ray's there. Layup. Missed it. And Davis slaps it out to Wooden. Ray runs her over. And just that quick, Centura's got the momentum back. Michaela Ray with her second personal foul. Sydney Davis slapping the rebound out there, but Ord broke the press and couldn't convert on the wide open layup. Still 33-28, Ord leading Centura, and Wooden brings the ball up the floor. Three along the baseline, Coughlin comes out to take it. Screen from Davis on a pick and roll. It's going to be Coughlin to take the shot, no good. Six-footer bounced off the rim. Rebound to Michaela Ray, who now has 11 rebounds unofficially in this basketball game. Pushes the ball up the floor for the Chanticleers. Reaching in again is Christensen. Got to be a little careful with those two fouls with the blatant reach in. Ord to throw it in from the scorer's table. Riley into the backcourt. Gets it to Fisher. Fisher hands it right back off to Miller. Centura's went to the man-to-man. Riley guarded by Davis. Pick and roll. Tried to get it to Ray. Underthrew it. Coughlin knocked it out of bounds. High school basketball on the Vibe 98.9, brought to you by Currency. Makes financing quick, easy, and secure for heavy machinery, ag equipment, trucks, trailers, and more. Visit GoCurrency.com for details. Ord gets it inside. Riley's little six-footer skims off the rim. No good. Paige Crawford will grab her third rebound. Hand it off to Davis. Davis sprints up the floor. Gets by one defender, then kicks it out. Three for Wooden is in and out. No good. And then over the back, Davis. Second foul on Sydney Davis, and the first of the half here. And sometimes when you're 6 foot, you're going to be taller than a lot of the people in front of you when you get boxed out. You can reach over and knock it away, but not the case that time. Centura 16-2, Ord 9-10. One of the losses came to Centura, 60-42 in the last game before the Christmas break. Chanticleers break the press again, and then the ball gets stuck on Williams' arm trying to make the pass, and she'll turn it over. Unofficially the 10th turnover of the ball game. And we're going to get a timeout here by Centura. Neither team really getting much done here in the first 2 minutes of this third quarter of play. 5:46 to go in quarter number three. And our timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Located where you need us, specializing in you. And your score is 33-28. Ord comes away with the win, or with the lead, excuse me, the lead here against Centura. UNK softball team, 2 1-run wins today. They come back to beat Colorado Springs 4-3. They jump out on Eastern New Mexico 7-2 and hang on for an 8-7 victory. They'll have two more games down in Lubbock, Texas tomorrow. District wrestling also going on today for the ladies. State duels going on tomorrow. St. Paul representing the Lou Platt Conference. Could be an interesting one out of the gate with Wilbur Claytonia in Class C. So out of the Centura timeout, the Centurions will have the basketball back, trying to cut it to one possession. Kick it out, Coughlin against the Chanticleers matchup. Ball fake, Christensen fires it down low, right through the hands of Crawford. It was a Brett Favre pass from 5 feet away. Just had too much on it. And the Centurions now 8 turnovers compared to the Chanticleers with 10. Ward so far, the three-pointer from Riley and 3 points as well from Centura. Still a 5-point lead. Taking their time to break the pressure, and they throw it away. Davis throws it up ahead to Wooden. Wooden's got another layup. This is how Centura likes to make their move. Pressure, steal, easy buckets, 33-30. And Ord all of a sudden has forgot how to break the press. Holm is into the ball game, gives it over to Cargill. Outlet pass knocked away. And they'll take the ball at midcourt. So 20 ball games into the season. Coaches hoping that their girls have gotten better in all phases, including taking care of the ball, try to force it into Ray. Christensen knocks it away. Turnover Chanticleers, their 12th of the ball game and third here in a short amount of time. As Centura brings it up, a three would actually tie it. Wooden forces her way down the left side of the key. Stops, skip pass, knocked out of bounds by Cargill. Dangerous pass that time. Ord still has the lead, but It seems like Centura has grabbed some of the momentum back. They'll try to lob it in backside. Oh, it went through Rasmussen's hand. Nobody was on her. Picked up by Christensen, drives, and is fouled by Cargill. Second foul on Claire. Third foul of the quarter here on the Chanticleers, and two free throws will be coming up for Taya Christensen. Hasn't shot a free throw all five of her points in the first quarter with a 2 and a 3. And the first one here is on the way, and it's good. Don't forget your ESPN Superstation Tri-City Athletes of the Month. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com and nominate a boy and a girl. We've got a winner each month brought to you by B&B Carpet of Donovan. Second free throw, no good. Morgan Holm does a great job of boxing out the shooter and gets the rebound. Our winners now coming into February, Hannah Herrick from the Amherst Girls Basketball and from Elm Creek Basketball for the boys, Carter Erickson, and of course both had outstanding falls. Here's a great spin move by Cargill, and she goes right around the defender and lays it up and in. Coughlin bit, and Cargill with her first bucket of the basketball game. 35-31, or foul the other way. We're going to get free throws on the fast break. Wooden, usually just one speed, and that's go for it, and the foul is on Cargill, so her third, and Wooden at the line. For the first time, she's got 4 in the quarter, 11 in the game, and the first free throw here by Kira is going to bounce in. Again, our second game coming up tonight. It'll be Ravenna taking on Donovan Trumbull. We'll have it for you here on the Vibe. And then tomorrow, all four games, starting with the Ravenna Wood River Boys Consolation at 1 o'clock. Second free throw for Wooden on the way, and it's in and out, no good, but an offensive rebound. Rasmussen from 6 puts it up, no good. Ball batted around. Sydney Davis is able to grab it, and they'll kick it back out. And a third try here for the Centurions. Down midway through the third quarter, 35-32. Wooden will lob it inside Davis in traffic. Got it taken away. We're going to get a jump called. Allie Miller thought she got it cleanly. The arrow will point the way of Centura, so they'll get to keep possession, but good defense there by the Chanticleers nonetheless. Centura underneath their own hoop, down by 3. Wide open in the corner is Hayden Felt. They get it to her. She'll take the three-pointer for the tie, and it's good. Katie Hayden Felt with her first bucket of the ball game, and we are tied again, 35-35. So Ord's 8-point lead evaporated. We have had a 17-point swing. Ord was down 9, up 8. Now we're all tied up with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Chanticleer ball, top of the key, Maggie Fisher. Fisher lobs it inside. There was nobody there, and Davis will come away with the steal. Sydney up the floor, dropped the ball, picked it back up. Hayden Felt in the left-hand corner to Davis. She'll try a three-pointer. It's blocked. Chanticleer's block it, but it goes right to Rasmussen for a layup, and she missed the shot. Then Wooden gets the rebound. She's underneath the hoop. She needs some help. She'll throw it up. It's no good. And then we're going to get another jump ball. Tied up down low, Wooden and Fisher. The arrow points the way of the Chanticleers. Tied at 35 with 3:07 to go. Michaela Ray will come back into the ball game. Ord has Ray, Holm, Riley, Miller, and Fisher on the floor. For Centura, Hayden Felt, Rasmussen, Davis, along with Wooden. And finally, Christensen. The ball knocked away. Rasmussen on the run out, ran out of real estate. Ord's got to get back to making crisp passes. We're starting to see what we saw in the first quarter with the steals and deflections by the Centurions. 35-35, 2:50 to go here in the third quarter. Riley comes out, takes it from home, over to Ray. Backside wide open, there's nobody there. The layup is good for Marin Riley off the assist from Michaela Ray. Centura had went for a steal up top, and that meant there was no switch on the screen, and you couldn't have been any more open than that. Ord's up by 2. Driving in, Haydenfeld gets it off to Rasmussen. Christensen all the way to the rack. And it's off the rim, but she draws the foul. Foul will be on the Chanticleers, Morgan Holm. That'll be her first. But Ord already 5 fouls here in the third quarter. And 2 more free throws for the Centurions. First one by Christensen, bounces around and in. 7 points now for Taya. At the end of the third quarter, the Amherst boys taking care of Ansley Litchfield, 63-25. On ESPN, second free throw, no good. Rebound pulled down by Michaela Ray. Quick outlet, gets it to Miller. She wasn't ready for it, so she'll slow it up and get it to Riley. 37-36, Chana clears. Ball poked into the backcourt. Ord's able to grab it. Christensen getting a little bodied here. Ord wants the foul. Not going to get it. Fisher gets it to Miller. She's at the top of the circle. Over to Ray. Now Ord settles down. Michaela to the free throw line. Puts the jumper up. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Davis. Sid, who was our athlete of the month last month. Outlet pass Christensen to the baseline. Good pass Rasmussen. She's fouled. Ord was just late getting back. Two free throws coming up for Rasmussen, who's provided a spark here in this third quarter. Allie Miller with her second. And is Ord getting tired without, they're using eight players, eight or nine, but they are not keeping up with Centura right now. And the free throw by Rasmussen is up and in. 5 points now for Ella. We are tied at 37. 1:53 to go here. And now the officials talking about something. We're going to wait here. They look like maybe Sydney Davis scraped her thumb. They're trying to get some tape on her. They had time to do that during the first free throw because nobody could get a rebound on a dead ball, but now they had to wait, and they're ready to go. Rasmussen with the second free throw. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by the Chanticleers. We're still tied. Marin Riley with her third board. Marin will push the ball up the floor here as Ord looking for some offense. Fake it to the right, back to the left. Up top they'll go. Williams back over three. Riley, it's short, no good. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Wooden. She runs out, looks for Davis, overthrows her, but she does run it down to the right-hand corner. Back to Wooden, a wide-open three, and it is going to hit the front of the rim, no good. A rebound brought down by Ray. She's taken to the ground. It'll be a foul here on Centura. And the foul on the Centurions, Ella Rasmussen. Her first and the team's second. But, boy, you can tell Ord's gassed right now. They are late getting to everything. Some real open shots around the perimeter for Centura. 37-37, a minute 20 to go, and we're just in the third quarter. Chanticleer basketball up top with it is Williams. Gives it off to Riley. Centura in the man-to-man. They've stayed that way after starting the game in the 1-3-1. Fisher up top, skips it over to Williams. Bounce pass, try to get it into Ray. Reach around, foul on Rasmussen. Second on Rasmussen in just the last 30 seconds. Third team foul. Morgan Holmes going to come back in here for Ord and give Fisher a breather. Coughlin comes back in for Centura. Five players with two fouls, but nobody with three, so Centura's done a good job in the third quarter, and they get it underneath Holm, and the ball just fell right out of her, kind of flew out of her hands. They back cut her. She was by herself, and she went to take the shot and about threw it over the backboard. Rebound comes down to Coughlin, and Centura can take the lead. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. 37-37. Ord was up five at the half, got it out to eight with an early three, and Centura looks like they're going to dribble out the last 50 seconds here of the quarter and play for the last shot. And as gassed as I've told you Ord is, they're going to be just fine with this. You say we're tied or within a bucket going into the fourth, they would have taken it. Kira Wooden just dribbling it out with 20 seconds to go. Down to 12 seconds to go. Now we're ready to go. Wooden off the screen from Davis, left side of the key. Pick and roll, not there. Skips it over to Coughlin. Wide open three on the way. It's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Wooden. She gets a good shot back up and in at the buzzer. Seven in the quarter and 14 in the ball game for Kara Wooden. And Centura, after being down eight in this third quarter, now has the lead as we go to the fourth. It's Centura 39 and Ord 37 in the Lou Platt girls semifinals. Here on The Vibe, 98.9.
Does your business need help financing new construction equipment, trucks, or trailers? Or do you need financing for a new motorhome, fifth wheel, or ATV? Currency is here to help. Just fill out an application, and Currency Finance will find a lender offering the best rates and terms. Visit GoCurrency.com for details. Offers may vary and arranged by Express Tech Financing, LLC, DBA, currency pursuant to CFL license 60DB0-54873.
Dude, we're late!
Sorry, I'm exhausted.
Is that why you're wearing your underwear on the outside of your pants?
What? Oh no, not again.
What's wrong with you?
I can't get a good night's sleep. It's my mattress.
Oh.
It's terrible. The only thing worse is trying to buy a new mattress.
Why is that?
Well, I have to sleep on it to make sure it's comfortable enough.
Right.
But then if I don't like it, I have to pay the restock fee just to try out a second mattress.
Not at Bruce Furniture.
What do you mean?
Well, if the first mattress doesn't work, Bruce Furniture delivers your second mattress to try, also for free.
But nobody does that.
Bruce Furniture does.
Wow.
And they have a giant selection, all the latest stuff. Amy and I just got their zero gravity bed. I'm sleeping like a baby, man.
I guess I gotta get to Bruce Furniture.
Just don't go with your underwear like that. It's...
Yeah, I gotta fix this.
It's embarrassing, bro.
Go to Bruce Furniture today. Sleep better tonight.
All right, we start the fourth quarter, and Centura turns it over immediately. It's picked off by McGee Fisher. He'll take it in and tie the ball game here for Ord. Now Wooden at the other end drives in. Short jumper, no good. Rasmussen had the board for a minute, ripped out of her hands by Natalie Williams, and she'll head the other way. It's 39-all here in the girls' semifinals of the Lou Platt Tournament. A deep three, Natalie Williams. It's all net. And Ord starts with five quick ones here in the fourth quarter. They're up by a score of 42-39. As they shadow Sydney Davis, Riley's been on her most of the ball game. She has been held to 7 points. Here's Wooden for three. It's too deep, no good. Rebound, Ord dropped it. And out of bounds it goes. Taking a look there real quick at Natalie Williams. She got popped in the side of the face. But apparently okay. Now Wooden to throw it in. Underneath the hoop, nothing there. Kicks it out to Coughlin. Coughlin dribbles into the double team. Ball's on the floor, picked back up. Gets it off Christensen. Nobody's on her. Drives and Ray. Oh, blocked the shot and took it away. Centura's not going to like that. Well, yeah, she might have blocked it, but when you leave your feet and make contact, usually that whistle blows. And a break for the Chanticleers. Riley looks at the three, can't get it. Davis on her. Spins to the free throw line, and they're going to say a carry. 14 turnovers for Ord, 9 for Centura. Ord is led by Michaela Ray, 10 points, and they were all in the second quarter. 8 for Maggie Fisher and Allie Miller. For Centura, 14 for Kira Wooden, 7 for Christensen and Davis. 42-39 Ord, 6.5 to go. Wooden dribbles to the free throw line before anybody picks her up. That's Williams. Switches Miller into the corner. Coughlin, left-hand dribble into the paint, kicks it back out top. Christensen. Still looking for Davis. Christensen, right side of the lane, forces the jumper. It will not go. Rebound ripped down by Michaela Ray, and we're going to get a foul. That is the 14th rebound for Michaela Ray. And the foul will be called on Ella Rasmussen, her third. And Centura wants to call timeout. They will have two remaining after this one. 6:10 remaining in the basketball game. And our timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. With the fifth seed Ord, Lady Chanticleers leading the number one seed Centura Centurions 42-39 here on the Vibe.
Family owned and operated for 30 years, Holdridge Irrigation is here to help you with any of your irrigation needs. Our four locations can compete with any other irrigation company in sales and service. Holdridge, Lexington, Alden, and Ravenna all have incredible stores where you can get any rink you pick apart and talk to some amazing people. Stop by and meet the family anytime between 8 and 5, Monday through Friday. For more information, check us out at holdridgeirrigation.com or give us a call at 308-995-4000 to schedule an appointment for a quote on a new rink you pick.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
And when we're done, the New West postgame show, but now out of the Centura timeout, Ord Trapp turns it over. Easy layup right up and in for Taya Christensen. She has 9 points. And Ord's going to call timeout. So right after that, seeing what Centura is going to do. Now the Chanticleers will call a timeout, and they will have two remaining in the basketball game. So we've got ourselves a dogfight. It is Ord 42, Centura 41 here on The Vibe.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at DowneyDrilling.com.
Out of the timeout, Centura forces another turnover and draws the foul. So Ord with three turnovers, and they're just the simplest, just like we saw in the first quarter, trying to throw over the zone only about 4 feet up the floor, and that ball just hangs there forever. Wooden goes to the line now to shoot two. And Ord has picked up a ton of fouls in this second half after only having three in the first half. The free throw bounces around, no good. Wooden leads the way with 14 points. Ord's going to make some changes here, including Michaela Ray, the leading scorer, coming out of the basketball game. 42-41 Ord, 5:52 remaining in this first girls semifinal. Wooden's second free throw off the front of the rim, no good, and Marin Riley will grab the rebound. Chanticleers holding on to a one-point lead. They were down 9 at the end of the first quarter. They took an 8-point lead early in the third, and Centura came back and tied it. Chanticleers up top of the basketball. Ventura to Holm into the corner. She finds Williams back up top to Riley. Over to Cargill, and all five Chanticleers touch the basketball. Centura extending the defense. They're out of the man-to-man. They're back to the zone. Holm on the left wing. Dribbles it back out top, and without Ray in there, there's not much of a post present as Ord tries to reset. Centura fans applauding the good defense. Holm, 5 second count on, gets rid of it to Cargill. Fakes it right, drives into the paint, loses the basketball. Another turnover for Ord. That's 17. Wooden surveying the floor. Who will she dish it off to? Maybe nobody. Takes it to the rack. Scoop shot hit the bottom of the rim, but then it bounces off of Cargill's leg and out of bounds. So Centura will maintain possession. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Bolus, Ord, and the World Wide Web at NewsChannelNebraska.com. Amherst just out of the inbound pass, stolen away at the top of the key. Threw it all the way up. Williams got it, comes to the other end, and finishes with the layup. 5 in the quarter and 8 in the ball game for Natalie Williams. Turnovers are huge in this basketball game. 44-41. Christensen for 3 at the top of the key. It's no good. Wooden sneaks in there to get her 8th rebound. Puts the shot up, no good. Again, it comes out to the top of the key. Ord is just getting beat to every ball right now. Centura is quick to everything. We get a jump ball. Christensen and Ventura tie it up. The arrow will point the way of Ord. Well, Amherst got out of the gate in the first quarter, and they didn't take their foot off the gas. The Amherst boys, 70. Ansley Litchfield, 28. In the first semifinal of the boys' Fort Kearney Conference on ESPN, Elm Creek and SEM will be next. Here's Holm up the left sideline. She dribbles around a defender. Pass is then kicked by Sydney Davis. Well, if our book is right, each team has 2 timeouts remaining. A jump ball would go to Centura. Foul situation, 7 on Ord and 4 on the Centurions. Holm with it at midcourt. Gets around 1, then kicks it into the corner. Cargill, couple of dribbles into the double team. Wrap around to Michaela Ray, who's back in. Kicks it over to Holm. Open 13-footer in the left corner. No good, but Cargill gets the rebound and missed the putback. Then it's going to be slapped all the way out near midcourt where Michaela Ray runs it down. And Ord trying to just gain control of the basketball. Fans starting to get fired up. Cargill off the screen, drives in. Crawford fouled her. Boy, Coughlin was trying to run through Michaela Ray, kind of shoved her off. But Paige Crawford with her first personal foul. And Claire Cargill to the line for the first time. This will be the first free throw of the second half for the Lady Chanticleers. They were 5 of 8 in the first half. And Cargill puts it up and in. Ord 45, Centura 41. Many believed we were just going to come here tonight and go through the formality of getting ready for the rematch between Ravenna and Centura. Ord has had other thoughts. Halfway home in the fourth, second free throw. Cargill got them both. 4 points for Claire Cargill. And it is 46-41. Ord leads it by 5. Fast break the other way. Centura didn't cut. The ball goes out of bounds. Turnover number 11 for the Centurions. Ord has never won, which cannot be right. Yeah, there it is. They won the tourney in 2018 when they had the undefeated season. That's their only time that they have won this tournament. And now home, up the floor. There's a collision. They wanted a charge. They're going to get a block on Haydenfeld. Second foul on Katie Haydenfeld. It happened right in front of the Centura bench. Lathian Brown is usually a pretty calm guy, so didn't say a whole lot there. 3:47 to go in the game. Inbounds pass to Ray in the back court, but not a very good pass. We're going to end up getting a tie up. The arrow points the way of Centura, and Ord turns it over for the 18th time and the fifth time here in the fourth quarter. Ord 46, Centura 41. Centurions need something to go their way here. They've got just one bucket here in the fourth quarter, while the Chanticleers have 9 points. Wooden backs her way into the paint. Kicks it back out top. Haydenfeld. Sydney Davis guarded by Marin Riley. But they don't really set up any kind of a play to try to get her the basketball. Here's a three by Wooden. And she got it. Timeout. Centura, after the Kiara Wooden three-point bucket, cuts it to two. And she's got a game-high 17 points. 3:23 remaining in the basketball game. It's Ord 46, Centura 44. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at friesenford.com.
Great basketball here on the Vibe 98.9 in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth in Central City, bringing you the Luplat Conference Tournament while Kearney Towing is on the road. Bringing your vehicle home, don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. 46-44, Ord leading Centura in this semifinal contest here in the Luplat Conference Tournament. The Chanticleers with the basketball. Morgan Holm with it, center circle. Over to Marin Riley against the Centura man-to-man. They've switched back to that. Riley picks up the dribble, gets it to Miller. Guarded by Christensen, still outside the arc. Over to Cargill. Ray really working hard down low on Rasmussen. Kick it over to Miller. Miller poked away, and the steal will be made. Executed there by Christensen, going in for the tying layup, and she'll score. 11 points for Taya Christensen, and this ball game is tied at 46. 2:45 to go. Cargill dribbling it up on the right side of the key. Into the corner to Miller. Miller lobs it down to Ray. Davis backing her. Fronting her is Christensen. Has to get it back out of the corner to Allie Miller. And the Chanticleers will reset. Try to bounce it inside, and Wooden kicked it. Michaela Ray really working inside, but Ray has not scored in the second half. All 10 of her points were in that big second quarter, where Ord outscored Centura 23-9. Chanticleers throw it in towards midcourt. Natalie Williams back to Morgan Holm. Ray, Riley, and Miller on the floor. Holm trying to stay away from the double dribble. And Ord's going to call a timeout. There is still a lot of time in the game and very few timeouts remaining. 2:23 remaining in the game. Ord has the ball, but Centura has scored 5 in a row. We're knotted at 46. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
B&B Carpet and Donovan is here to fill all your flooring needs. We have a great B&B family that has many years of experience and will take good care of you through the whole buying and installing process to help give you peace of mind and to make you happy with your entire flooring purchase. Come into B&B and let us help you with your flooring needs.
And we're back at the Bison Dome in Central City with 2:23 remaining in the ball game to decide who is going to play for the Lou Platte Conference Championship. 46 apiece, Ord basketball. Down to one timeout. Ray back cut. It's not open, and they throw it to Riley. She's able to at least throw it back in bounds. Good save by Marin Riley. They had an uncontested layup last time they ran it. Now to Ray on the low block. Hands all over her. And another jump. Arrow points the way of Ord. It has definitely been a game of runs. Centura's on theirs right now. And Ord lines everybody up at the free throw line. Riley to throw it in. Miller's wide open in the corner, but they didn't see her. Now they're going to have to force it in. And the ball's loose. Morgan Holm on the ground saves it, but it rolled out of bounds as she tried to get it over to Natalie Williams. Seven turnovers in the fourth quarter by Ord. And this has been the biggest problem for the Lady Chanticleers all year long. It may not be down the stretch, but they've had leads that they've lost because they can't handle the pressure in the fourth quarter and turn the basketball over. Other times it's right out of the gate and they're playing from behind. Pull up three for Wooden. It's off the heel, no good. Long rebound, it comes out top. Wooden picks it up. Ord wanted a kick, you heard that. And it'll stay with Centura. Wood giving her room. If she wants to shoot another three, she sure could. Williams on her. Gets it to Sydney Davis. Davis has not scored in the second half. Drives and dishes it to Coughlin in the right-hand corner. Back inside Wooden. Five-foot leader. No good. She gets her own rebound again. She is an incredible ball player. Out for three, Christensen. It won't good. Wooden got another rebound. She's right on the right block. And we're going to get a timeout called here by Centura to kind of settle things down. Wow, timeout on the floor. Time and time and time again. How about Kara Wooden? Who wants it the most? Wooden definitely showed it that time down the floor. 1:11 to go in the ball game. We're still tied at 46. It's Centura basketball. It was 16-7 at the end of the first. Centura. Ord led at the half 30-25. Centura led at the end of the third quarter 39-37. Ord got up 46-41, and now it's tied at 46 here on the Vibe. 98.9, a long ball game, so won't have a whole lot of break if this ends in regulation before the 7:45 tip time. Ravenna taking on Donovan Trumbull. So it will be Centura ball underneath their own hoop. Wooden talking to the official about something. Trying to get everybody lined up. Now we're ready to go. Wooden quickly throws it in and a wide open three, but Christensen didn't take it. She squared up but didn't take it. Now throws it back to Wooden. Ray comes out on her. That's a total mismatch. Wooden tries to drive inside, take the shot. Ray got a hand on it. That's part of the mismatch. Ball's loose on the floor. Ward's out of bounds. But they call a jump. Allie Miller's hand was out of bounds while she was touching the ball, but they only called a jump. And the arrow points the way of Centura. So the Centurions, another chance here. Inbounds into the corner to Haydenfelt. 55 seconds to go. We're still knotted up. Christensen back to Wooden. Spread the floor here. Riley is covering Davis as she has the whole game in the Ord man-to-man. Wooden dribbling it out. Back cut Davis. They throw it to her. She drops the ball. Miller knocked it away. They get it back. Back out to Wooden. They'll reset. 35 seconds to go. 46-46. Centura now will hold for the last shot. Lathion Brown tells his outstanding junior guard to just dribble it out. 25 seconds. We're tied at 46. Wooden now, clear the lane. She will drive. She stops. She can't get a shot. Kicks it into the corner. Three-pointer, Christensen. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound. Who else? Wooden. We're down to 10 seconds. She gets it to Haydenfeld. Into the corner, 7 seconds. Into Davis, 3 seconds. Left-hand shot, no good. Put back at the horn, and they call a foul with 1 second remaining. Sydney Davis is going to go to the line for the win. Hasn't scored the entire half, and she's got 2 shots to win the basketball game. 1.5 is what it says on the clock. Tied at 46. Davis's free throw is up, and it is in. And you knew it would be. 8 points, 47-46. Second free throw, Davis, on the way, and it is good. And Ord will use the timeout immediately. And this has happened time and time again to the Chanticleers this season. A 7-0 run by Centura. And unless a miracle falls on Ord, the Centurions will survive here as the Chanticleers use their final timeout. I don't know how long Centura had possession of the basketball down there. They called a timeout with 1:11 to go and wasted all that time to get to these free throws. And they had the ball for about 40 seconds before that. I'd have to look really quick here, but I think Centura had the ball for nearly 2 minutes. Many missed opportunities. And you can say great job, Sydney Davis, to get fouled, but it was Kiera Wooden. She's the one that got the offensive rebounds. Ord will throw it in, and they're going to have to throw it deep. Sydney Davis to guard the inbounder and Marin Riley. And here we go. Riley throws it to half court. It's tipped away, and that's the end of the basketball game. The final score, the Centura Centurions 48, and the Ord Chanticleers 46. Centura will advance to the 2023 Lou Platt Conference Girls Championship game, looking for their first tournament title since 2012, and they'll meet the winner of Ravenna and Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night in the final game at 7 o'clock here in Central City on The Vibe. For Ord, they will play the consolation game against the loser of that Ravenna-Donovan Trumbull contest at 3 o'clock. The first game will be Ravenna boys taking on Wood River. We'll be back with the New West postgame show right after this. Here on The Vibe, 98.9, and the World Wide Web at newschannelnebraska.com. Glad to have you along with us here tonight for our basketball action. And again, coming up here in just about 22 minutes, it'll be our second game. So looking forward to bringing you that here on The Vibe, 98.9, as the Centurions and their student section over there giving them all that they can to congratulate their girls as they come off of the floor. All right, a reminder that the Amherst boys, no problem tonight at the Fort Kearney Conference on ESPN Radio, 70-28 over Ramsey Litchfield. Elm Creek getting ready to play the second semifinal over there tonight against SEM. We'll take a look at the numbers here in a moment.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life, with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Buzz's Marine wants you to think about the most important time of all, family time. And what brings a family together better than boating? Everyone looks forward to being on the water, so whenever you set aside a time for boating, family and friends will be there. So this year, make it the best year Denver River with a visit to Buzz's Marine, the best dealer between Denver and Omaha. They have the perfect boat and boating accessories for your family's needs and easy financing to make it happen today. Buzz's Marine, 5th and Central Kearney. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com.
And this is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. 48-46, Centura wins it with a pair of free throws from Sydney Davis with 1.5 seconds to go. Here are the unofficial numbers. First off, for the Yard Lady Chanticleers, Allie Miller, 8 points. All in the first half. Morgan Holm, 1 rebound. Lexi Ventura, 3 points, 1 rebound. Claire Cargill, 4 points and a rebound. Maggie Fisher had 8 points in the ball game and 2 rebounds. Natalie Williams ended up with 8 points, 2 rebounds. Marin Riley, 5 points, 4 rebounds. And Michaela Ray, 10 points, and every one of those was in the second quarter. She also had a game-high 15 rebounds and 2 block shots. Ord was up 30-25 at the half, and they were held to 16 points in the second half. 46 points, 26 rebounds, 7 out of 10 at the free throw line, 7 of 15 from three-point land, and that's after they started 0 of 5. 2 block shots, 20 turnovers, including 7 in the fourth quarter. And Ord will drop to 9-11 on the season, playing the consolation game tomorrow at 3. Then they go to Broken Bow Tuesday and wrap up the season next Friday, hosting O'Neill. For the Centura Centurions, I had Kaylee Coughlin with 6 rebounds. Kiara Wooden, player of the game, 17 points, 12 rebounds. 9 of those were in the second half. Katie Haydenfelt had 4 points. Ella Rasmussen, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Taya Christensen, 11 points, 1 rebound, 2 block shots. Sydney Davis's only points of the second half were those last 2 free throws. 9 points, 4 rebounds. Paige Crawford, 2 points, 3 rebounds in the basketball game. 25 points in the first half and 23 in the second half. 48 points, 29 rebounds, 10 out of 19 at the free throw line. 3-point shooting, they cast up 6 more of them there in the fourth quarter and only hit 1, so they were 4 out of 21, 2 blocks and 11 turnovers, and Centura survives 48-46 to play in the championship game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and then all 3 of their games after the tournament are on the road against sub-500 teams next Tuesday at Boone Central, next Thursday at Sutton, and a week from tonight they wrap up the regular season at Arcadia Loop City. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Centura 48, Ord 46. We're going to take a short break and return in about 12 minutes as we get you ready for high school basketball and our second semifinal here on the Vibe 98.9 as the 18-1 Ravenna Lady Blue Jays will take on the Donovan Trumbull Lady Cardinals. Again, a big thank you to Justin Anderson and the folks here at Central City for their hospitality. Looking forward to bringing you our second game and then all 4 games coming your way tomorrow here on the Vibe 98.9. 48-46, Centura comes away with the win here this evening over the Lady Chanticleers.
Family-owned and operated for 30 years, Holdridge Irrigation is here to help you with any of your irrigation needs. Our 4 locations can compete with any other irrigation company in sales and service. Holdridge, Lexington, Alden, and Ravenna all have incredible stores where you can get any rinky pivot part and talk to some amazing people. Stop by and meet the family anytime between 8 and 5, Monday through Friday. For more information, check us out at holdridgeirrigation.com or give us a call at 308-995-4000 to schedule an appointment for a quote on a new rinky pivot.
Thank you for being a part of this 98.9 The Vibe High School sports presentation. For a complete broadcast schedule, coaches' interviews, and past game recordings, go to newschannelnebraska.com. And thanks for listening to 98.9 The Vibe.